Unit 1. Lesson 2. Track 3.
Today, I'd like to talk about the subject of subtitling. Many people around the world base their views on British and American life on what they see in films. To help this process, the dialogue for British and American films is translated into many languages. For example, how can audiences around the world understand the comedy in Bridget Jones? Before the film is released, the dialogue is translated and usually turned into subtitles. The original soundtrack is left in place and the translation is printed at the bottom of the screen. The translator of subtitles faces a unique challenge that other translators, luckily, don't have to deal with. That is, the real words on the soundtrack are presented with the subtitles. This means that anyone who understands both languages can immediately spot the mistakes. And this is why some of the most famous mistakes in translations are found in film subtitles. For example, in one famous film, an actor says that his friend is so crazy that he wanted to build a greyhound depot on the highway. Instead of checking with someone, the translator used only a dictionary. A dictionary won't tell you that as well as a greyhound being a type of dog used in races, it is also the name of a bus company in America. So instead of translating the text as, "He is so crazy, he wants to build a bus depot on the highway," he translated it as, "He wants to build a racetrack for dogs on the highway." Comedy is really difficult to translate, particularly the British use of irony. When the woman arrives late and the man says, "You're early," English and American audiences will laugh. But if the translator just translates the words, the audience will miss the meaning completely. Sometimes, in fact, when you hear people laughing at the wrong time in a subtitled film, they are laughing at the subtitles, not the film. Instead of subtitling, another choice is dubbing. This means that audiences don't have to read, and also comedy can be better understood. However, dubbing a film changes the film and its culture. So if you watch an Arabic dubbing of the film, you will hear things that make sense in an Arabic culture but would never have been said in the original film. For example, in the original film, one speaker talks about snow. In the dubbing, the speaker talks about rain. Also, in many cases, the natural sounds of a film are lost when it is dubbed, and the experience of realism is lost. So, dubbing or subtitles? It's a difficult decision. Now, what I'd personally advocate...